Good morning. Welcome to Eagles Way. We're so glad you're here. It's been a good weekend. I don't know if you've had a good weekend. I hope you have. You know, when somebody like Mike passes and you know, we have the funeral yesterday, you think, oh, this could be a downer weekend. But guess what? It wasn't. Mike Thompson put so much life into people that if you weren't at the funeral yesterday, it was awesome. Because he was an awesome, awesome dude. And I'm thankful to have known him. I'm thankful to have been there yesterday. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for the people that I love, that are my support system, that keep me going. Because, my goodness, they're all around. And I know they're all around you. So let's stand, let's worship, and let's have a great day, a great morning worshiping a God that is just, oh, he's so awesome. He's so awesome. So let's sing and let's worship.
Your love is fierce. exalted far above, oh God. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above, oh God. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee. Above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Exalted far above, oh God.
We
exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt. We exalt thee, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. We exalt you this morning, God. We thank you, Father, that you're always with us. You're always there, God. We thank you for people in our lives that bring us laughter. I just can't help this weekend but just think about laughter, God, and you gave us that gift. Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Father.
We give you praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you. constantly surround us. Every moment, your presence is everything. It's the only thing that matters. Our source for energy, our source of love, our source for this life. Thank you for taking us deeper. How beautiful it is every moment we get to go deeper and see your truth unfold in our lives and to see your love more clearly. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in new ways every day. We love to see the fresh ways that you reveal yourself to us. Breathe on us, breath of God. Everything comes from you. Everything flows in you. Thank you for being here. We accept you. We receive you. And we're just going to sit here for a moment in your presence and feel your love. And to thank you, we're just going to sit here for a minute and say thank you. Thank you for love. Thank you for relationships. Thank you for music. Thank you for the sounds and tones that we bring here to worship you in adoration. Thank you. Thank you. God has already made you whole. There's nothing to strive for. There's nothing to do but to sit and to rest in His presence and feel loved. You are created to be loved. And we get to carry that. You are already whole. You are already pure. Thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ. We love you so much. Thank you. Amen.
Don't you love this team? How they lead us into worship. Did y'all notice Clark Kent on the acoustic guitar? Behind those glasses is Paul Doss. Good to have you back, buddy. His mama and I are so happy they bought a house in Griffin. So maybe you'll get to see him some more. For those of you that have been praying, he's still legally blind, but he is functioning well. And so I'm just grateful to have him here. If you got your bulletins, make sure that you get your connection card and fill that out for us. Especially those that have an hour or two on Friday or Saturday of this week that you can help at the Doc Holliday Festival. The ladies' ministry has got something going on. The barbecue committee team has got something going on. We're responsible for selling some stump smoker tickets. So we need everybody just a little bit, and I will be putting that schedule together once I find out what everybody can do. So please mark that. Come on, Pastor Barron.
Good morning. All right, I got a good night's sleep last night, and I'm ready to go. You ready to go with me? I didn't even watch the second half of the Georgia game, believe it or not. I went to bed and turned on the Georgia game, going to watch the second half, and I said, nope. I think they got this one anyway. So they didn't need me cheering them on. But I needed to be cheered on myself, so I need a little rest. So I got a good night's sleep, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to introduce you this morning to a message, a new series that I'm going to finish in several weeks. I'm going to talk about the kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. Janice Moore told me years ago, every time I preached kingdom, she said, you were born to preach kingdom. But this time I'm going to preach it with new glasses. I've got some kingdom glasses I'm going to put back on, but this time it's going to be with some new wine on the kingdom, okay? It's going to be good. I promise it's going to be good. But Barbara and I are going to take a few weeks off. Dusty's preaching next week. Some others will be sharing. And when I get back, I'm coming back in a fury. So just get ready for it. It's going to be some good stuff. I love the kingdom of God. You love the kingdom of God? The kingdom is not the church, and the church is not the kingdom. We'll share that more. Kingdom's not the church, and the church is not the kingdom. The kingdom's a whole way bigger than the church. Kingdom is where the rubber meets the road. Kingdom is where the feet start walking it out. Kingdom is not I'm getting way ahead of myself. Let me read the scripture, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. He said something, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us." Just a little nugget here, my brother would say. You may be born, but you sooner or later you need to become a son. Okay. The government will rest on his shoulders. His shoulders is not his head. His shoulders is his body. He's the head. We're the what? All right. Government shall rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. I love kingdom preaching. His government and its peace. Aren't you glad there's a government that brings peace? You glad there's a government that brings peace? He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make it happen. I could just go home, couldn't you? We just have the benediction leave right now, and everybody take that with them, and you got something really good. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a message on we're agents of the glorification of the world. And I had a couple of people, one person after this message and one person before this message, said something to me that scared me. And I preached this message. I preached about us being kings and about us being priests and about us being prophets. And kings, they seek after wisdom and knowledge. Kings, the Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the honor of kings to seek it out. See, he don't just throw out his stuff to you. You got to seek it. He said, you'll seek me and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. It's not this, you know, you got to go after it. You want it, you got to go after it. You want it, you got to go after it. And I didn't read this statement. I want to read it to you this morning. God had given structure to a formless world. He filled an empty world, organized oceans and lands, then turned it over to mankind and said, now take care of it. Did all he's going to do. Formed it, separated it, did what he was going to do, and said, now take care of it. And I love that. So he told mankind and said, I want you to, he blessed them, and he said, I want you to multiply. And as I shared that Sunday, we got this multiplication thing down. I mean, all you got to do is look over the world and see the millions and millions of people. We got the multiplication thing down, I think because we enjoy that part. And that's the fun part, multiplying. But then he says, I want you to take dominion. Take dominion. That's kingdom theology. Kingdom is dominion. It's the king's domain. That's what kingdom is. King's domain. It's where kings rule. It's where kings have wisdom and knowledge. You know, Solomon, if you want to know what a king ought to be, read Proverbs. Read Proverbs. That's a king's knowledge and wisdom he sought after. God gave Solomon so much wisdom that he wrote the Song of Solomon. He was just unbelievably wise. Queen of Sheba came and said, the half was not told me what you have. What told me what you have? God came to Solomon and said, ask me anything you want. I'll give it to you. I want $10 million. Most people would come on, wouldn't you? They'd come out, anything, he said, give me wisdom and knowledge to lead your people. That's what kings do. And you got to seek after it. The kingdom of God, I want you to be reading Matthew. I'm going to give you some homework while I'm gone. Never given you homework, have I? Maybe that's why, never mind. Here, give you some homework. Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 while I'm gone. Would you do that? Just read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. I love Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And then chapter 6, it says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all the things that you worry about will be given to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. You believe that scripture, don't you, Joe? It's one of your favorite, isn't it? One of mine too. I built my whole marriage and life on that one scripture. Barbara and I sat at a table in the trailer many, many years ago. And we said, we'll build our life, our marriage, and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything we worry about will be given to us. We won't have to worry about anything. I like that. Don't you know? I love not worrying. Don't worry, be happy. I love that song. Remember that song? Don't worry, be happy. Wished I knew the worst of it. Man came to Jesus one time, and he said this. He said, we know you're sent from God because of all the things you're doing. You couldn't do these things that you're doing if you weren't from God. Now, Jesus is amazing what he says next. And go read it sometime in John chapter 3. It's amazing what Jesus says to this man named Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, who was a student of the law. We know that you come from God because you couldn't do the things you're doing if you didn't come from God. And then Jesus doesn't look at him and say, I'm glad you see that. He looks at Nicodemus and he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He did not say, except a man be born again, he cannot go to heaven. Didn't say that. We've built a whole theology around a verse that didn't say, he didn't say. Except a man be born of water. And they used to try to make something, Raphael, out of water and spirit. And Jesus made it so simple. The water is your natural birth. That's all it is. How many know you were born one time? Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb? And Jesus says, Nicodemus, you ought to know better than this. You should know better than this. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. He said, except a man be born of water, which is a natural birth, and spirit, he can't enter the kingdom of God. You see, seeing the kingdom is a spiritual thing. And let me tell you something about the kingdom of God that I used to try to do that I'm not going to try to do ever again, Ralph. Ever again I'm going to try to do this. I tried to define the kingdom for years. You can't define God. You can't define the kingdom, but you can. Jesus did not even try to define the kingdom. He described it. The kingdom of God is like a man who found a treasure in the field. And he valued that so much, he sold everything he had and bought that field. How valuable is the kingdom of God to you? How valuable is the kingdom of God to you? A man, the kingdom is like a man who found a great pearl of great price. And he sold what he had and he bought that pearl. That's how valuable. You can't define it. You know, you could ask me a question today, and I could have answered it 30 years ago. Y'all get that when you get home. I found out the more I know about God, the least I know about God. I found out the more I know, the least I know. You know, I heard somebody, I don't know if this is true, there's 150 billion galaxies. I don't know who counted them. I can't even tell you what 150 billion of anything is. That's a bunch. So next time you start talking about God, next time you get down and pray, maybe this will help you think about God. He created 150 billion galaxies. He's pretty smart. I think that would help my faith if I'm talking to a God like that. Would it help your faith if you're talking to a God like that? Church is not the kingdom. Church is our gathering place. This is where we gather to hear about it. This is not the kingdom's out there. Kingdom's out there. Kingdom of God is out those doors, in those cars, down this street, in your home, in the workplace, in the marketplace. That's where the kingdom is. Whew, that was good. Religion will kill you. I just jotted some of these stuff down. I just thought I'd share it with you. Kingdom will kill you. I mean, religion will kill you. Kingdom will inspire you. Religion will wear you out. I heard Charles Simpson say one time he was a, this lady lived next door to this Baptist church. And they went to an older lady and said, would you, you know, why don't you come to our church? And she said, I'm not in good enough health to come to your church. He said, why are you not in good enough health to come to our church? Said, I watch y'all coming and going all the time. Y'all wear me out. She said, my health couldn't handle all that coming and going. Wow. I thought when I preached about the kingdom years ago, I like to wore myself out. I loved it, but I like to wore myself out. And so when I preached this message the other Sunday, Barry Bliss comes up to me. He catches me before I even get up down right here. Barry looks at me. He stops me and he says, I love it when you start philosophizing. And I knew then, oh God, oh no. Because what he's saying was, you start saying stuff that you don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, that's basically what he's saying to me. And then Ralph gets me. I'm walking out the door, and Ralph walks up to me on the sidewalk. He says, you got one more fight in you? I wanted to slap him. I knew it wasn't the Christian thing to do, but I just, my only reaction I wanted to do to Ralph that day, I just wanted to slap him. Because I promised myself a few years ago I was done fighting. You know, how many know you should never say never? Never for Neverland. Don't ever say what you won't do. Because sure enough, something's going to change. Religion will kill you. But the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. It's righteousness, peace, and watch this, joy in the Holy Spirit. Don't ever let anybody take your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I got up Friday morning at about 5 o'clock. I just busy, cleaning up this, doing that. I got to go for a ride. Because my joy was leaking. Me and God had to talk because I was mad at him. First time in my life I've ever been mad at God. And me and Daddy need to talk. Chelsea was sitting in the swing with me the night Mike passed away, and she leaned her head on my shoulder and she says, I'm mad at God. I said, you love your daddy? She said, you know I love my daddy. I said, did you ever get mad at him? She said, sure I did. It's okay. How many know God's big enough for you to get mad at? You don't upset him. I was mad at God. Because I didn't know how my life was going to ever be again without Mike. Really didn't. We were such an integral part of each other's life for a lifetime. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And God spoke to me. I'm mad at him. And he's not mad at me. And you know what he did? In my madness to him, give me one of the greatest revelations I've ever had. He said, these exact words, you got a new journey. And I want you to go down this road and don't look back. Forget this pain you're going through. Forget what you saw in the last year. Remember all the other years. Remember that, the good stuff. Forget the bad stuff. and go down this road. It's a new journey. It's just a new journey. It's just a new journey. Just an exit off that road onto a new one. And God is my witness. He's right here to confirm it. My phone rings. It's about, I don't know, 9 o'clock, something like that. And Ralph says, I just want to tell you something. You got a new journey. Go down this road. Don't look back. I don't know if you believe in God or not, but you better start. God's a pretty big God. He can handle my anger. He can handle my madness. See what happened? I got to a place to where a friend that we graduated with came by the house yesterday. And he said to me, he said, Buren, I was on my way to my deer stand Wednesday morning. And he said, I just felt so guilty of going and doing what I love to do and going to my happy place, he calls it. I felt so guilty because my friend was dying and I'm going to hunt. And I could relate to that because for the last several months, every time I got in my car and just drove to town, just drove to the grocery store, I felt guilty. I felt guilty because Mike's dying, and he can't even get in the car. He can't even get in the car and drive. He didn't get in the car for 2 months. He couldn't even get in the car and just go for a ride. And I felt guilty. And that's what God was dealing with me about, Brandon. He said, remember the good stuff, forget the bad. See, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to apprehend him the way he apprehended me. And that's what the kingdom is. The kingdom is a lifestyle of righteousness, right standing with God, right standing with people. Kingdom is peace. You know why it's peace? Because you're right standing with God and right standing with people. And it's joy in the Holy Spirit. Because he came to bring that into reality. And that's why the funeral yesterday was 99% joy, 1% mourning. 99% joy. Celebration. Celebration. Because we don't preach funerals. And somebody tell me they want to preach at a funeral. You ain't preaching at one of mine. Because that ain't where you preach. That's not the place. You don't do it there. Ralph said he left here in a celebration and went to another place where it was just the opposite. Another funeral, totally opposite. Night and day difference. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to. My grandkids are sad. I'm going to do something to make them happy. He didn't want you to be sad. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Wow. That's a powerful scripture. You think about it. That's a powerful scripture. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Wow. David, you gave me some blood pressure pills years ago. And I said, I don't want to take these all my life. I don't take them every day. And you said, you don't have to. You can die. I mean, that pretty well settled it for me. I didn't have to think about that again. But for 20-something years, I go every month to the pharmacy and get a bottle of pills, blood pressure pills that keeps my pressure down that y'all probably gave me. Now, where are you going? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but you got to take the medicine. You got to take the medicine. You got to take the medicine. So get happy. Get joyful. Go after it. Go after it. Go after righteousness. Go after peace. Go after joy. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. And pretty simple for me for 20-something years to do what I do. I know what it is to have blood pressure of 160 over 120. Feels horrible. Now I know what it is to be 120 over 75. That feels awesome. Because I take the medicine. Okay? It doeth good like a medicine. Goes into the very inner of your being. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so when I get back, we're going to talk about the mystery of the kingdom. You're never going to figure it out. Again, if you asked me 25 years ago, I could have answered any question you ask. Now, it's funny today I can't answer those questions anymore. Because I realized the more I know about this awesome God, the least I know. It's the reason I said several months ago, this is something I have conditioned and trained and disciplined myself to do, okay? And I do it 99% of the time. And when I don't do it, I catch myself and stop me. You will not hear me say, when you're sharing with me and you're talking with me, no matter who you are, it's Ralph or who it is, Will, it's Dusty, whomever's talking to me, I don't say, I know. I'd stop saying, I know. Even if I think I know, I say, that's good. Wow. Wow. Because when you say, I know, what was that song? We just sang that song. Lord, help me tear down the boxes that I put you in. Huh? Yeah. I know shuts the flow. That's good, Dusty. I'm preaching. You stand there. Yeah, yeah. You next week. But I stop saying I know. And if I say I know, please, you have the right. When you share with me and you say, I know. And I say, I know. You say, Bjorn, you said you were going to say, I know. You can say that to me because I'm pretty good at not doing it. I'm pretty well disciplined self to stop saying I know. It stops me from growing anymore. At one time, more than likely, and I'll end with this, at one time, the earth was perfect because the Bible says it was created that way. And more than likely, treasures were just spread all over. You could find diamonds and gold just about anywhere you wanted to look. I don't know of anybody who doesn't like treasures. I always get intrigued when I... One thing, I'll tell you something I've always wanted to do is go to treasure hunting. When I see them in boats, ships, and they're out, and they put on the tanks, and they go down, and they find all these treasures that these pirates left, man, that I just get excited about that. I'm going, and I just think, wow, that'd be so much fun to do. Wow, that'd be so much fun to do. But I found that the treasures of God It's the same. You got to seek after it. You have to seek it with all your heart. Then when you find it, you'll sell everything you got. You'll find out nothing else matters. Nothing else means anything because you found that. It's like Joy was sharing with me before the service, and he said he just sat yesterday and throughout that funeral that he took so many notes to coach. I said, Joey, that's what it's about. See, you was observing what was going on, and you was taking notes, and you're learning. That, see, you got to do that. That's how serious you got to be about it. You got to be serious to seek it with all your heart. I mean, if Jesus said seek first the kingdom, he didn't mean second. He didn't mean third. He meant first. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And if you seek first, he says you won't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. I like that life. I don't know about you. You ever worried about something? Is it fun? Isn't it terrible to start worrying about something? You can't change it. I told you a story about when I got out of 11th grade. I was 5'4". And I had one prayer I prayed from I was 13 years old till I was 18 years old. I didn't pray but one prayer every night. God, let me grow. God, let me grow. Now, I wanted to grow for the wrong reason. I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to play basketball, I wanted to play football, and I wanted to play baseball. That's what I wanted to do. They'd have killed me on a football field at 5'4", 120 pounds. That just wasn't going to make it. And so when I get past those years, God decides to answer that prayer. I'd lay in the bed at night straight. I wouldn't dare do this or do this, because I felt that might hinder me growing. So I lay just flat on my back, just straight, because I want to give God every opportunity to stretch it out, man. I'm not going to bend over nothing. I'm laying here. All you got to do is do it. I swear. I guess I didn't say that in church after everything I heard in church yesterday. That's pretty mild, ain't it, Brandon? Oh. Anyway, started growing, Joe. It hurt. Oh, this is good. I thought I was going to end. Whoa. Hold up. Wait a minute. I started growing. It started hurting. I was having growing pains that I thought was not real. I've heard about them, but I didn't know that was real until my mother had to come in to my bedroom at night and rub my legs till I'd go to sleep because they hurt so bad. I was growing so fast. And in 9 months, I went from 5'4 to 5'11, 7 inches in 9 months. And let me tell you something about what God's saying to us right now. If we're going to grow, it's going to hurt a little bit. Going to have some growing pains, because you're going to see things you never seen before. You're going to hear things you never heard before. And when you start hearing things you never heard before, you go, I like the old. I don't want the new. I like the old wine. Don't give me any new stuff, because the new stuff, I got to process all over it. Oh, gosh, I'm preaching now. Because the new stuff, I got to process. Oh, I got this old stuff down, but you give me something new, I've got to change. And if I got to change, it's going to hurt, because change hurts. Wow. Almost came in on you there, buddy. Guy was preaching so hard one time, he says, preaching, behold I cometh, and he fell off the platform right into a woman's lap, and he apologized, and she said, you told me 2 times you was coming, don't worry about it. Well, yeah.
How do you follow that? As our ushers are preparing this morning to receive our morning's tithes and offerings and alms, I want to remind you on your connection card, if you have not signed up for the meal Wednesday night and you want to do that, we will be at the table on Wednesday night. 6 o'clock is the meal. Our talk will start at 6:30. So make sure that you've signed up for that one. We'll make sure we have enough food for everybody that wants to be here. There will be kids' classes on Wednesday evening, and the youth will also be meeting. So thank you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord, to volunteering a Doc Holiday, to bringing your tithes, your offerings, your alms, for those that work at Rushton Hope, serving so many different capacities, all those that were involved in making food and serving for the benevolent or Martha Ministry. That's not the name we use anymore, but that is the funeral process that we do. If you didn't know that, every church family member that passes away, that you have, the church will provide a meal during that time for your family. And so as long as it's an immediate church family. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we can come to your house. Lord, we can bring our tithes, our offerings, our alms, our first fruits, our gifts, our talents. Lord, we thank you for every person here, Lord, that is working with the children, that is doing that this morning. Bless them, Lord. We thank you for this team that's going to lead us into worship even in just a moment. Thank you for them. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand, let's worship.
Take me back to the place.
exciting. Thank you, everybody.